Hello friends, how are you? And welcome to Solopreneur. In our last lesson, we were talking about status online. And once we are online, we have to care about our online reputation.
Yes, welcome. Welcome again. This is a very, very important subject. Your online reputation. So now that your status is online, you must be very, very careful with your online reputation.
Now, think about the question we are going to make you. Do you care about your offline reputation in your day-by-day reputation? If you do, you have to do the same about your online reputation. Why?
Because your online reputation, both personal and your company's, is how your customers see you online.
And that's why we are at lesson number 10 with the title Your Online Reputation.
How to get on top? We are reading now this first section.
That's a very easy question. If I want to get on top, I just have to climb the steps.
So now we see the different steps. But first, we try to describe what an online reputation is or means. An online reputation is the reputation of a company, person, product, service, or any other element on the internet and digital platforms.
So it isn't just yourself as a person. It could be the product, service, or any element. For example, a statement can have online reputation. You can say something and it gets viral.
Mm-hmm. And for e-commerce brands, online reputation is very important as it can affect their online store's credibility and visibility.
But the question is, if we go to the tablet, write down, your online reputation is...
Is like your resume.
Is your business card.
And of course, your online reputation is a bit of your personal life.
So if you are trying to sell a product or a service, the first thing the clients are going to do is to Google you and Google your product.
Google again. And you know that the rise of the internet has given birth to a lot of good things, but as well a lot of things that are not so good. And now you're good, now that Adrian said Google your name. Now your good name can end up in the hands of people you can't identify and take an account. Maybe you don't know to point these people on a map.
And take care, for example, that at the online stores, you can see the online reputation of the stores by looking at how many stars have the customer given to that product or that service. And what about you? How many times have you read the comments of a product or service before buying it?
For sure, you are answering now to this question many, many times. And maybe you say always.
So remember, caution, because it can affect your online store's credibility and visibility.
And some minutes before, we were talking about different steps to take into account now that you want to take care of your online reputation.
Because you have to promote yourself and promote everything about you. That means your product, your service, your enterprise. And the first thing, the very first thing you have to do is the number one.
To have a thoughtful profile.
You have to think carefully, what are you going to write about yourself, your product, your service? That's not just a physical profile or mentally profile. You have to write what? Let's read.
Have a well-curated and updated LinkedIn profile.
That's very important because LinkedIn is a professional social media, where all the professionals or even your customers can search information about you, about your credibility.
Now we have been talking about LinkedIn profile. And you know that social network is very important. So have a social network handle that is your name. What does it mean? For example, I couldn't have a name in a social network, something like I like barbecue, unless that I sell chicken, for example. So think about the kind of product, the kind of business you have, and then think the name you want to have in the social network.
Now we have talked about your thoughtful profile. Now we have to go to number two, where we have an important message for you.
Don't overshare.
Yes, because you have to select the right information for each time.
And why do we have these photographs, these pictures here? One of them, it's about a family. And the other one, the second one, is
about some friends.
In a trip, for example.
What we mean is that if you're going to promote you as a seller, as a business man or woman, and you want to promote your product or service, we don't need to know anything about your private life.
Mm-hmm.
You have to talk, you have to write, you have to show us what you are offering to us as customers.
And because of this, we can read the following information. Don't post a lot of photos about your family and friends.
Even if you want to show your product, don't take a model that is a person of your family or friend. Just take someone else. Maybe you can pay someone, model, to show your product, but don't mix your private life with your business life.
Mm-hmm. So, and the second element you have to take into account is that you have to maximize your privacy settings.
And that's crucial, because if you don't want to tell your age to a person you don't know, why are you going to share your private life with a person online that you don't know?
The rise of social media change how companies see and understand reputation. In the past, you remember that a business message was promoted on TV, radio, and newspapers to the general public. Nowadays, most businesses communicate with their clients via social media profiles, a medium which is very different. With social media, the power is in the hands of the consumer.
And now think about that. Everything you post on the internet, it's going to be there nearly forever.
Mm-hmm. Forever. What? This is a danger.
Yes, and in just a few seconds, it can travel around the world.
Mm-hmm. So be careful, because these things can really damage your future.
And your image.
Mm-hmm.
And now let's take a break, like always, and let's go to the right to Did You Know That?
Did you know that 93% of people say online reviews impact their buying decisions? 90% actually take the time to read online reviews before visiting a business. 70% of consumers will avoid buying a product if they don't like the company behind it.
Does it sound familiar to you? Do you behave in this way?
I behave like that, Elisa. Mm-hmm. Before buying anything, I look for the reviews or the comments that the other customer have posted on the internet to know that I'm trying to buy the best product.
And you must understand that this is in this way because our internet gives us this opportunity. So try to use it.
So take time to manage your social network.
And now let's go to number three.
Look at this message.
Don't use clichés.
What do we mean when we talk about clichés?
Do you know what a cliché means? It's a phrase or concept that is overused and betrays a lack of original thought.
So let's go to the right and read what is inside the orange square.
Don't write overused words or sentences.
Because they can be boring.
People who talk in an original way are more likely to get attention.
Yes, that's why we say be original. Because take into account that every day we have about 2,000 impacts, publicity impacts. So the only ones that we are going to remember are those that are original, that call our attention. Don't you agree? Now, think about three products or three brands now, right now, that you remember from today. Difficult.
That's because maybe they haven't been original.
That's why.
And Adrian, we use clichés in conversation and in real life, but this is different because you remember that in this lesson, Adrian said, what you write in the internet is forever. So you must be very careful.
For example, if you want to buy something, a product, you can find different types of brands. And you may be asking, which one am I going to choose? Probably you are going to choose the one you have heard the most or the message that was more original.
Yes, that's true. And a cliché is can describe people, life, emotions. So don't use these clichés. For example, now I'm thinking about imagine something related to emotion, the calm before the storm, or laughter is the best medicine. This is nothing new. This is a message that doesn't give me any information.
Because that's overused. And now let's go to number four, very important.
Determine your brand's look, feel, and voice.
We mean, how are you going to show your brand, your product, your service to the customers?
For example, look at the picture on the left. What do you think about it? How do you feel? Maybe you're thinking, this is related to something serious.
Or classical.
Yes. So because of that, you have to think, you have to decide what kind of message you want to give to your customers.
Because that message, that image, or that word is the presentation of your product, of your brand.
And of course, this message you have to put in your social network.
And every message you give must be or must have coherence.
And it means that you must use the same style across all channels for consistency and recognizability.
So remember, everything you write, you put, you state on the internet must have the same message. That's what in marketing, what we call the umbrella concept.
So now we go to number five.
Constantly update.
Well, you don't have to tweet every day, but doing it a few times a month or even a week is a good idea. Now we are going to read the information we have caught in this square. your brand strategy should always be a work in progress.
Watch what the audience is saying and adjust your message, goals, or marketing materials to meet their needs. In marketing, we say that we have to hear our customers. What are they demanding? What are they asking us? What do they need?
So write, post, especially if it is relevant to what you do.
And of course, you have to keep in mind and take care about some special dates. For example, at Christmas, your message can be or must be related to Christmas, for example.
Some minutes ago, we were talking about use the same style across all channels. Now that we are talking about to be constantly update, we have to talk about different channels you use to spread your message. And the arrow goes to this information because you have to build a social media presence using the appropriate channels.
That means that you have to choose the right one to reach your desired audience. We mean, for example, you don't have to be in all social networks, Facebook, Instagram, everywhere. You have to choose the right for you and for your clients. You have to go where your customers are.
Mm-hmm. So the most relevant channel you need.
And you have to behave under the terms and conditions of that channel. We mean of that social network.
Mm-hmm. And now you are thinking, maybe you are thinking about, what can I do with my social network? Because I am alone and maybe I don't know a lot about social network.
And even you have even to sell your product, to craft it, or to contact another key partners. What can you do with your network? Because you can't abandon them.
Mm-hmm. So because of this, we say first, and now we read.
Number 6.
Hire a PR agency.
And what's a PR agency?
Public relation agency.
Yes. Why? Let's go now to the left.
Yes, because business owners are busy. Sometimes very, very busy. So very often it's impossible to excel at everything.
That's right, because most of the time you have to take care of your finances, you have to take care of your customers, you have to pay your debts, and what time do you have left for the network?
Oh, too many things to think even about. How to handle your social network.
And why do we have to hire a public relation and not, for example, another person?
Because you can read on the right, PR experts know when and how to communicate the appropriate information in a way that builds trust and expertise.
And don't think that hiring a PR is last money, because you are going to succeed in your promotion, in your online promotion. And that amount of money you are going to pay him or her soon will become in final finances.
Mm-hmm. A good online reputation manager can come up with an effective solution to these problems. Usually just paying attention to what the customers are saying online is enough to create a good response.
So nowadays you have to be online. That's what we said in the last lesson, and that was crystal clear. But you can't be online in the way you want. You have to take care of your online reputation, because that's the presentation card of your product, your brand, and your company. And of course, if you don't have time to manage your network, to manage your online reputation, you have to hire someone. You have to hire a peer agency.
Yes, because they can help you a lot during those difficult moments.
And now we are approaching the end of the lesson, and it is time to listen to Warren Buffett has to tell us.
Okay, so listen to him.
It takes 20 years to build a reputation and 5 minutes to ruin it. If you think about that, you'll do things differently.
Warren Buffett is one of the most successful investors in the world. And do you agree with his words? It takes 20 years to build a reputation. Yes, this is true. And sometimes, even in personal life, related to personal life or business world, yes, in some minutes, this reputation can disappear very easy.
I don't agree, Elisa.
No.
No, because sometimes it just only takes 1 second to ruin your reputation.
Okay, yes, I agree with you.
So now, you have to think about what we have studied today. Because as Mr. Buffett said, when you think about all of this, you are going to do things very different.
So try, not try, no, do it.
Just do it.
Handle your online reputation, please.
And now it's time to say goodbye and see you at the next lesson.
Until the next lesson, bye.